Homer area residents will likely see a small modified jet flying over Ketchumak Bay starting at the end of the week as part of a two-year project called Hydropalooza. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will be using the jet to update shoreline maps and nautical charts of Ketchumak Bay, KBBI's Emily Schwing reports.
For the next two summers, NOAA will conduct an integrated ocean and coastal mapping project deemed Hydropalooza. Starting this week, cartographer Jason Willard and a team from NOAA's National Geodetic Survey will use digital cameras and a light detection technology to produce elevation models and improve shoreline information.
There's the imagery LIDAR combination, okay, and then there's a gravity mission.
LIDAR stands for light detection and ranging. As the plane flies overhead, lasers are used to measure the distance between the aircraft and the land surface. The time it takes the light to reflect back to the aircraft will provide information about the landscape, whether it's flat or hilly, rocky, or covered in dense vegetation. Willard and his team will use the information to create high-resolution elevation maps of the Ketchumak Bay area. The aircraft will use special instruments to measure gravity as well. The data collected on gravity will help scientists best approximate mean sea level using a model called a geoid.
They're models that are used to transform heights that you would acquire from a GPS, so that doesn't really mean anything to an ecologist or a biologist that wants an elevation that's related to sea level. So in order to get to that other information, you need a gravity model or geoid model. So those heights from GPS are transformed using this model to a mean sea level.
The other way to think about it is, if you think most people understand something about horizontal surveying, so connecting locations to each other horizontally. You do it for construction, for land surveying, for a lot of different purposes. We do it for resource management too. There's also a vertical component to that. And so the geoid is part of getting the vertical component of that right.
That's Chris Holdereed. She's the director of NOAA's Kositsna Bay Research Lab. She says the information gleaned from the project will be used by a number of different state and federal agencies in the future.
One of the simple things that either we, the Research Reserve, or the ADF&G office here might use is elevation data will tell you where clam habitat is. So just from actually the elevation data, both from the land side, the topography, and from the water side, the bathymetry, that'll actually tell you where clam habitat is. So that's a pretty easy use.
Willard adds that the new maps could make a difference when it comes to making fisheries management decisions, or even for issues involving mineral rights and navigation.
It's important because we provide the shoreline that goes on NOAA's nautical charts, and this is a legal document, so it's the legal definition of the shoreline for the United States and its territories.
Much of the survey work that NOAA will do in Ketchumak Bay requires cooperation from both the weather and the tides. Willard admits that's no simple feat.
Well, to do this mission, you have to have really a couple of things need to line up. You have to have the tide windows. So the tide needs to be at a certain stage or a window of, during that stage. And we have to have sun angle. So we don't want the sun to be too low on the horizon because then we won't get good looking imagery. And then it needs to be clear. And then there's also, you know, you want good GPS constellations. So the satellite, you can look at models of what's the best satellite geometry to be out doing this work too. So add that in, and then, you know, the window becomes narrower and narrower. Like, okay, well, it's clear today, but we don't have the tides. Or, oh, we have the tides, but it's raining.
The Hydropalooza project will continue through the summer of 2009. Reporting in Homer, I'm Emily Schwing.